New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva volleyball with Coach Annika Peterson. Boy, it has been quite a stretch. You were at St. Peter last Saturday, then had three matches during the course of the week. Girls kind of worn out after playing BA on Thursday night, or were they looking strong to the end?
You know, it is hard. That sounds silly because you always think you can handle that many games, but going Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday takes a lot out of you. You know, they fought. BA is not the same powerhouse they used to be, but they just do everything right. They do, you know, they just make things look really easy and make it look simple. You know, they don't do anything crazy fancy, but they just do things very, very well. You know, we battled with them the very first set, and we only lost 22-25. We were right there, and then we really fell apart in the second set, lost 8-25, and then the third set we lost 14-25. But like you said, we had a tournament on Saturday, mm-hmm. but we came out and had a win against Janesville. Unfortunately, went to five sets, so that's a lot for us to go from Saturday to Monday with three more games left that week. But it was nice to get a win at home against Janesville, and the sets were close. We lost the first set 20-25. We won set 25-17. Lost the third 21-25. We won the fourth 25-8, and then we pulled off the fifth 15-12. And then we traveled to Le Sueur Henderson on Tuesday, lost the first set 15-25, won the second 25-18, lost the third 22-25, and then fell apart a little bit in the fourth and lost 9-25. So we're definitely improving. We're making some strides. It's just trying to string it all together at the same time. But we've been playing some tough teams. Le Sueur does some things very, very well. Like I said, BA is still a top-ranked team. They do a lot of things extremely well. The tournament, we saw some really heavy hitters with Wyndham. They had three middles that were just kind of powerhouses of how well they hit the ball. And Glencoe Silver Lake did some really, really nice things against us as well. But we left the tournament getting three wins against Blue Earth, ACGC, and Loyola. So it was nice to get out of there. Our only two losses were the two teams that got first and second place out of the tournament.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're doing okay. We're making progress, and the girls are working hard, so it's nice to see.
Any individual stats or performances to single out after, you know, it's got to be in your brain, a whole bunch of kids doing a whole bunch of things this past week?
You know, and that's the thing. We've got some girls that are stepping up. And like we had talked about at the beginning of the season that, you know, our team coming from last year to this year, we graduated 10 kids and 8 of them saw a lot of court time. We only had 2 returning kids that even saw the floor a lot last year, and neither one of them had played in every set. So we've got a lot of kids that are stepping up and doing some nice things. And so it just kind of depends on the night who's doing a little bit more for us. But the girls are, like I said, working extremely hard.
And Annika, what's the upcoming schedule next week?
Next week is homecoming week, so it'll be crazy in itself. But we host Blooming Prairie at home, which is always usually a barn burner for us. For the last couple of years, we've gone to 5 sets. Thursday, we travel to USC, and then we have a tournament Saturday at Tri-City United.
Annika Peters. Okay, Annika Peterson, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva volleyball on KRFO and the KRFO app.